Dan?
I just had a question for any of the panel members. We have a number of groups looking at endpoints in clinical trials and how we should be doing trials of the future, especially with biologics. I think that's a question that we should be asking, is when we get the results of a trial, which metric do we look at to determine what we move forward into the adjuvant setting?
And yes. Rich, we were talking in this GIST program about some of these patients. We actually had a case with this huge hepatic tumor. The patient gets imatinib, and it didn't really change that much on the scan. They operated on it. It was just like complete necrosis. There weren't any cells there. And the question of, is RECIST going to work with biologics? What do you think?
I've got several patients who have had CAT scans that were read as progression in the liver on biologics, who also had visible primary tumors in place that shrunk and CEAs that went down and symptoms that improved. And I believe that there's an inflammatory reaction that occurs in some cases with the combinations of biologics and chemotherapy.
Is this biologics or Bev?
This was Bev. That may, in some cases, make early CAT scanning unreliable. And I continue that particular patient on therapy, and the patient's next scan was much better. And that patient stayed on therapy for some months to come. Since that time, we actually submitted that to JCO, and in the wisdom of the editorial board, it was given a big thumbs down. So I'm not aware that that's been published yet in colorectal cancer. Since then, I've observed that in two or three other patients.
Alan, you made the point to me in terms of HCC, in terms of, you know, the fact that the phase 2 data wasn't that exciting, yet the phase 3 study with sorafenib was very exciting. The question of, you know, how are we going to test biologics?
Well, I think that's really very difficult, and progression-free survival or intervals would be valuable, but of course they're hard to measure. I think hepatocellular carcinoma is a bit different. We can't measure response almost ever in hepatocellular carcinoma because the cirrhotic liver doesn't remodel itself, and you're left with big holes that may or may not reflect living or dead tissue. But I think it just goes to show you how little we know about, you know, deciding what we should move from phase 2 to phase 3. And I think it will be only more complex now.
Neil, are we moving toward RECIST 2.0 or something?
Well, you know, I just wanted to make the comment, as long as we were talking about anecdotes, I want to contribute some anecdotes to what Rich had said, in that I take calls for several ECOG studies with regard to when investigators want to violate criteria specified in the protocol. And I've been getting a fair number of queries about patients who, based on tumor measurements, are progressive, but the physician taking care of the patient is absolutely convinced that they're not worse. And what do you do? And it's really challenging, and I think maybe we are moving to a point where we need to think of a way to address this in terms of defining clinical trial endpoints.